These days I do my writing in the morning by the kitchen window. This place I rent, watching my cats in the kitchen on my computer. But I'm gonna take you to the train tracks on the other side of town where I wrote for 10 years watching trains go by at night. Riding at night was amazing. But yeah, the last 4 years I've been riding in the morning by the kitchen window, which is totally new after doing night riding for 15 years. So I've successfully made it to the other side of town. So Ripponlea Station just here and the Ripponlea Village. I'd get off there and pretty much I lived here in that top window flat. And it was I lived in my little bedroom in a share house. And then instead of going straight home from work, I just walked down by the train tracks here and I'd find this old tree that I'd sit under. And what I loved about this side of town, it's just really hilly, lots of trees. The other side of town is more art scene, cool kids making art and stuff, and it's a bubble of art. And I loved how there was just no scene here at all. Just train tracks and this gravel path. As soon as I'd hear my feet scruffing this gravel, I'd feel sane. It almost made me, just to smell it, just to hear it, I go, I'm back from work. Now's the time to buy a six pack of beers and go and sit by the train tracks at night before going home to my flat back over there. But yeah, walking down this path felt like a beautiful ritual. It made me feel sane. Just the anticipation of going to sit by the train tracks at night. It felt so good. Yeah, there was never a fence here. It was just completely unfenced. This is a pretty new fence, I think, in the last few years. Probably for people like me who was sitting by the train tracks here for 10 years. Residents probably complained too many times. I hate that stuff, but yeah, I loved it. It's just beautiful, this foliage. It was this tree. This is the tree that I sat under. This is the old gum tree here. So I'd just sit here. Yeah, I'd sit under this tree. 10 years, branches dropped. Nothing ever hit my head, luckily. There's even a warning cable sign there. An old one just fell off, so I kept one. They've got a new one up there. But yeah, I love this tree. You can hear the ding-a-ling of the Ripponlea boom gates. Trains coming past. Let's watch this train go past. Just there, almost like train going one way, train going the other. Almost felt like a little metronome for the heart, some shit. Yeah, I miss the train tracks. I miss here. I remember at one point I thought, I'm done now. I'd absorbed all the magic that I could from it at the time. I feel like there's special spaces that we find in life. We just stumble across them. They can't be, you don't know when they're going to happen. It's like when you walk through a moment of unexpected happiness and you don't know why it happened, don't know why it arrived. In the same way, a special spot will just announce itself to you out of the blue. I remember just sitting there, just walking in there and going, that'll do. I'm just going to sit here. Then I ended up being there for forever. But there was another tree that I sat under that I'm going to take you to as well. That's a gum tree. And there's a peppercorn tree that I love sitting under. When I eventually moved from this place here, I moved in by myself, just down the road, down this path. to the other end of the path. So I'll go there now. It's such a different vibe on this side of town. Even the weather and the smells, everything. There's a completely different vibe. The energy in the air is different. It's kind of full of just like mums pushing prams around in the middle of the day. The other side of town's full of people trying to out-cool each other. And I love the strange, beautiful colours and foliage by the train tracks. Like that spray of red leaves over there, like the autumn. It's just incredible. It made me so fucking happy. It's just so quiet. There's no burnouts or cop cars. I always used to have a joke with myself that the only time you'd hear a siren over this side would be for an ambulance picking up someone old and dying. And on the other side of town, it's just when you hear a siren, it's just a cop car getting some young person. So it's like two sides of the town, the old and the young. I always used to love this old vibe here. So I'm gonna walk the path down the other end is Ripponlea train station and the gum tree. So I'm just gonna walk to the next tree that I sat under when I moved spots, when I moved houses, flats. I lived in the other place. More trains. Reminds me of my 30s. I'm 49 now. This is from 33 to 43. Did all this. This is where I learned. I felt like I was born here as a writer. I've always wrote, always made ideas and stuff, but I felt like this is where things changed. This is where I started reading poetry. Love these. Yeah. I felt like it was a little cocoon. Where I remade myself by these train tracks. It's my own little story. Yeah, this bridge, that old graffiti, new graffiti. There's always something new there, I guess. Some of it looks really old. So I lived here. I lived in one of those bottom little flats.
It's all been done up now. But yeah, I lived in the...
In that flat with the white windows there.
It was different then. This has all been remade. I remember the sound of the old flyby door. It sounded like the sound of summer. Oh wow, it's been... The other place has been fenced off too. They've got fences around it all. All these public third spaces, they don't want you to enjoy them. This is the other tree I sat under. I can't, they've got another fence around it. I sat down here forever and ever. This old peppercorn. What a shame. What a shame they've got a fence around it. We live in Australia, Victoria. Is all basically, it's a place called No Land. That's what I've got to call it. It's like, no, you can't, cannot, you cannot. No, don't do this. No, don't do that. But I guess good art needs resistance in some way. Something to push back against. This is a pretty easy fence to climb. I can't be bothered doing it. Not today. But it's just a token, no, do not climb. Yeah, I love this tree. It's like stained glass windows sitting under this tree sometimes. Like a beautiful church, a beautiful canopy. The light would just, trickle through. It was amazing. I sat here for so long, and just across the road there is the flats where I lived. And I watched this tree blow around at night. Watching the tree blow around at night, it looks like huge and monstrous, like a huge octopus. A huge land octopus. But yeah. That said, what I did learn to practice writing, under these trees, and I'm still practicing. That's when I'm in the best state, I feel like I'm practicing. A lot of the ideas that I came up with under these two trees, I've actually used in my recent books. Not a lot of them, but a few. A few of them have made them through the years and still hold up to me. They still feel good. So yeah, nothing's wasted. I miss this tree. I miss the tree. But yeah, I guess they've fenced off these kinds of areas, because I remember cops coming in to the verge where I was sitting underneath the bush once, and it was a lady cop and a male cop, and the female cop said to me, I'm surprised you can even walk. How many beers have you had? She made me do a little walk, and I was fine. And the male cop said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm just writing poetry. And I said, oh, here's my new poetry book. Do you want to have a read? He said, yeah, sure. So he read my poetry book actually right in front of me for about 2 minutes. And that 2 minutes felt like forever. And eventually he said, these poems about the cats are great. I really like them. It was really good. And on the back of my book was my author profile, where I looked completely sober. And meanwhile I looked very rough and a bit already verging on a hangover. And so, yeah, there was my author's photo on the back of the book, my driver's license in his hand with the photo of that. And then there's me sitting by the train tracks. But yeah, that's that peppercorn tree I love. I've come back here every now and again just to say hello to it. And yeah, then there's the Ripponlea Gardens just across the road from the train tracks that I'd go to. It costs a bit of money to go there. I'd sit by its fake little waterfall and I'd write there as well. Yeah, writing at night in these places was kind of beautiful. I miss writing at night when I was just doing my own thing. I was lost in my own little world, beautifully lost. Coming back from work to do this and reading poetry is when poetry was very new to me. It felt like I'd discovered a miracle on earth. I felt like I'd found my own little heaven. And now these days I write by the kitchen window in the morning, and it's kind of not as fun. Like, I don't enjoy writing as much as I did when I was writing here. But sometimes I get little glimmers and little moments of it, but not often. I almost feel like my writing's gotten better, but my enjoyment of it sometimes isn't as much. Even though I was worse at writing then, I enjoyed it more because I didn't know what I was doing. But now there's the danger of knowing what I'm doing, and that's when writing can become boring, and the reader can smell that. More trains. I miss those moments of absolutely just enjoying it. Oh, yeah. I think one day soon, because I've been riding by that kitchen window for a long time, I've almost felt like I've been in a riding factory the last 4 years. It's like I took all the lessons I learned from riding under these trees over 10-15 years, and I applied them to disciplined riding in the morning by the kitchen window. And that's when things happened, when things, my words started connecting better. I started actually writing stuff that was like, sometimes I'd surprise myself, and that's the stuff that I love, when I'm surprising myself. It's like you can't tickle yourself, but I learned when you can actually tickle yourself and you laugh, that's when the good stuff happens. And it's very rare now that I'm able to tickle myself. And that's what I was able to do here, because I had no idea what I was doing. It was a beautiful place to write. Oh, these magpies. Hey, Maggie. Yeah, I want that mystical, sacred, beautiful, heavenly space. And I'm riding by the window in the morning isn't that for me. It's a place that I've just being able to do. You've got to be able to write no matter where you are, even if it's an uninspiring place. And so, yeah, these places were inspiring. Those two trees were heaven and totally inspiring for me. Yeah, so one day I'd like to find a new beautiful place to ride again. I don't know where that is. Maybe by the sea or something like that. I have no idea. Oh, I've got to remember, they're really tight on parking around here, aren't they? So I'm going to have to probably drive my car and park it somewhere else. They're going to find me. They love a good find around here. That's what I remember. They're a bit slacker on the other side of town with finding people, but here they find the shit out of people. One thing I've noticed just visiting here, a feeling that's moving through me just now, is that I didn't realise until I'm back here that I've been holding my breath in a kind of a weird spiritual way for the last 4 years by riding on the other side of town. And it's just the bad energy that you can feel, that I can feel on the other side of the town compared to the energy that exists here. Like it's just a gut feeling. Like I didn't realize I've been holding my breath for 4 years until revisiting these trees. And it makes me want to, I can't just come here and ride at night because it's just too far to come and too nuts. And now my routine is riding in the morning. I can't just drink a 6-pack of beer by the train tracks here and then drive back. That's kind of impossible. It makes me realize that there are places to ride that can really help riding. But for somehow, miraculously, I've managed to hold my breath and write for the last 4 years. Hold my breath in a riding in the one of the shittiest, darkest places I've ever lived. It's not actually shitty. I shouldn't say that to the place where I live, but it's a dark place. And I've always written outside. I've always written under the sky. And so to write inside, under a roof, feels like it kind of, there's a disconnection to something, and maybe I'm imagining it, but yeah, riding outside is something I really miss, because I rode outside for years and years by these two trees under the train tracks. Now riding in it under the kitchen roof in the morning, yeah, I know it sounds stupid and dumbass complainy, but yeah, there's something to it. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review or on Spotify or Apple or comment on YouTube or wherever you're listening or watching it, I'd love it. Cheers.